night, you know what day it is, and you do know what time it is. It's time for the Insight Hour, and I am excited. I'm Reverend Roxy. I'm telling you, I've got the regulars on, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and that investigative journalist extraordinaire, Sherry Kane. Before we do anything, of course, we got to give it up to the Creator. And I'm telling you, I'm moved to deal with Luke. Every week I'm going to tell you to pay attention to that Bible. Pay attention to the good word. And I opened up the Bible because I said, my father's name is D.G. I call him D.G. He's the man with the creed. But he told me, he said, get the Bible, R.J. He said, and I want you to go to Luke 4. And I said, my goodness, why would you want me to go there? He said, because there's where we deal with the baptism and the genealogy of Yeshua. That's where we get down to brass tacks as to where he's from. And tonight, we're going to talk about the man. We're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about metaphors. We're going to talk about how we learn. And we're also going to talk about the great martyrs, not only of the church, but those of the message, and the ones who today are carrying that message forward in spite of what the greedy parasite may have in store for us. So before we get started, and I hope that all of you have got your prayer hats on, because tonight we are going to definitely give you a special glimpse into the type of people that bring you the Insight Hour. So with that, I'm going to bring on the man with the power, not as great as God, but certainly a good example of what it is that we should all be striving for, to be open and ready to receive the message at any time. Dr. Lynn, can you give us an invocation for this evening and start this Insight Hour off powerful?
Well, thank you, Reverend Roxy Hampton. It's a wonderful blessing to have you join us on the Insight Hour, and thank you so much for those kind words. You know, I do aspire to be as close to Yeshua and Yeshua's heart, and I absolutely love what Yeshua did, not just in the sacrifice for humanity, but in the model that was presented to humanity. And this concept today that you bring to the Insight Hour of the power and glory in the water, in the baptism, in the power of that Spirit flowing into our blessed Messiah during the baptism with John, and this whole concept of how we can follow suit and be closer to not just Yeshua, but the King of the universe, which was totally consistent with what Yeshua preached. That's what we were supposed to be. All the healing came by our faith and trust in the source of the universe. And so this is what this whole concept of baptism and its effects on the genetics of humanity and the literally the degrading and satanic manipulation of the DNA through the GMO genetic engineering, as well as the electromagnetic frequency manipulation of DNA as an antenna to the Creator, floating in this sea of magnificent creativity, this water, this incredible molecule, six-sided hexagonal shape, structured water molecule that forms the energetic matrix of all DNA, whether it's human DNA or whether it is plant, vegetable, or even microbial DNA. It would not work if it was not for the water. And the energy moving, that is the Holy Spirit of the Creator, moving through the water, not just dividing the water from the water as in Genesis 1-2, but actually uplifting and moving and actually communicating cell to cell, cell to tissue, tissue to tissue, creating oneness within our whole biological system, connecting that biological systems, including our hearts, to the great Creator. And actually, as one human colony or family, one earthly village, like the schools of fish that we see instantaneously changing direction, all moving in the same flow, because the electrical signals move through the water and instantaneously redirect the entire school of fish into safety, into a better place for feeding and nurturing and sustaining and healing. That is the glory and power of the optimal baptism that we are currently witnessing taking place here on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it was prophesied, that in the end times there would be such an electromagnetic, spiritual, uplifting energy and communication capacity within us for divine human communion to uplift us and have us be engaged in this divine synchronicity, this divine appointment keeping, whereby we are called to be uplifted. We are called to be in divine communion, wherein, just like Yeshua, we would learn the lessons of the Messiah to employ this connection for miraculous healing, to sustain ourselves, uplift ourselves, and evolve spiritually back into where we once came from. We're going home, and that's what the show is all about. It's going home to where the Creator is and has always been and shall always be, in divine communion with everything, including humanity. So I give praises to our glorious Creator at this extraordinary time in history for all of the blessings that have been pouring out from the heavenly throne. I give thanks to all of the brothers and sisters who have ears to hear this knowledge, this truth, this wisdom, and this prophecy, and the eyes to see what is really happening around us, to be able to discern the truth that shall set us free, and to then take those truths and that discernment and that wisdom and administer it for saving others, for uplifting others, for having an edification of the congregation, uplifting educationally the masses, so that we can not just ourselves survive and thrive, but we can share that blessing, that glory, because as we look around, the entire planet is blessed with prosperity and abundance, and the harvest is great and it's sweet. And to share that harvest, it's all for giving, forever giving. Forgiving is the way in which the Creator's law, that's the righteousness, is administered. So I praise the Creator, and I praise the Son, Yeshua, and I praise all those who are watchmen at this time, and prophets at this time, and wise ones and holy persons at this time for telling the truth, disseminating the truth. And I ask for a special blessing on all of the people listening tonight on the Inside Hour to be uplifted in this truth, uplifted in this message, uplifted in the program, so that our hearts can join together with the Creator as one, that we can join each other as brothers and sisters as one and be baptized in that Holy Spirit flow, which is the one. So we thank you, Heavenly Creator, for this time in history and this opportunity to shine your heavenly light of love, aloha, truth, and have a full measure of faith restored in the human family, so that we can then administer this transformation in not just faith, but the power and glory of prayer. In Yeshua's name, I praise you, Heavenly Creator. Amen.
Amen.
Well, there's Sherry Kane. Welcome to the Inside Hour. What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm up to basically keeping track of all of these letters we're receiving from people, because it is flu season again, and people are more prone to get their flu shots than ever right now, because that's what their job calls for. A lot of the people are nurses, or they work in clinics, and they're sending emails in regards to having to get a flu shot. And I'm responding to them, and I responded to one woman today. I'm actually going to post that on my website, sherrykane.com. I'm going to post my response to her.
And your blog is excellent on sherrykane.com,
right.
Everybody.
Exactly.
It keeps up with all of the, not only the menaces that have been trying to detract from our ministry and our family and getting this wonderful word out, but so to go to sherrykane.com when you get the chance and read Sherry's blog and the ongoing information. Sherry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, actually this is different than what I posted on my blog, because it's in regards to the woman who in question was asking me why the mainstream media is not speaking about the dangers of vaccinations. She said she never heard of it, and she said that basically they're promoting that the Center for Disease Control, which is actually the Center for Disease Creation, the CDC, is out there in support. The mainstream media is out in support of what the CDC says in regard to the safety of vaccinations. We know how harmful they are, but why is the mainstream media not reporting on how dangerous they are? And so I gave her a breakdown of all the details in regards to all the connections of the mainstream media and how they own Big Pharma.
And are you posted that on the blog?
I'm going to be posting that right shortly after the show.
So I just finished
responding to this person, and I think it's a really easy example of why we need to really look at what the mainstream media says and not take it for what they say. Do not believe what they say, because basically what they're doing is they're promoting their own products. That's what they're doing, and people don't realize that. And I gave examples of how Oprah Winfrey is in big support with Big Pharma, is big supporter of Oprah's show is, Dr. Oz is one of the TV shows that she funds, and Dr. Oz is out there promoting vaccinations on his show, which you totally exploited and exposed for what it was. He said, look at me, I'm getting a flu shot. Everybody in the audience needs to get one too. And then his wife gets on TV and says that she would never get a flu shot, nor would she give it to her children. And then Oprah's also supporting Rachel Ray for her show, Rachel Ray from the Food Network, the food chef who has now her own talk show. And if you look at her magazine, it's promoting Gardasil all over. And so people need
cancers in women when it's supposed to be preventing it.
Exactly. And so I think people need to know that the mainstream media, and she went and she got a flu shot because she said, I didn't see it really on the mainstream media. Why would
Rachel
they say anything? No, I'm talking about the woman who...
Oh, this woman?
The woman who sent the letter. She said, well, I got the flu shot. And she said the year previous, she said it caused her to have a miscarriage. But then she went and she got it again.
Now, that's optimal stupidity, is where you don't learn your lesson the first or second time. You get whacked so hard the third time. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's the way, ladies and gentlemen, you know that the Creator works. Think of your own life. When you don't listen and you get wisdom and you get the Creator to bless you and the messengers of the Creator to bless you with wisdom, and you don't follow that wisdom, you usually get whacked and it hurts. And then if you don't listen a second time, it hurts even more. And when you don't listen a third or maybe fourth time, you get whacked so hard you leave the face of the planet. It's called death. And that's what this is. It's about creating death among stupid people who don't listen to the truth, don't listen to the wisdom.
Well, she said that she knew, she had her intuition told her it was a vaccination that caused the miscarriage, but since the mainstream media didn't confirm that, she said she went and she got the vaccination again because her job required that she get it. Now, I think if I weigh those options out, keep my job or get diseases and have to depend on Big Pharma and possibly die and have sterility from these injections, what would I choose?
And by the way, folks, if you go into Leviticus 19:19, you'll see that it's the law, the word, states that you do not want to pollute your blood. You do not want to inject into your bloodstream foreign DNA and RNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, in the form of vaccinations that are really intoxications and hypersensitization vehicles, pollutants that literally destroy your DNA, create autoimmune diseases up the yin-yang, about 86 different types now linked to vaccinations. And if you don't listen to this medical science and the Bible, which tells you to keep the blood pure and keep your own DNA from being mixed, then you shall not survive what is coming down on this planet. You shall be a victim. It is written there is going to be a lot of people dying, and it is your choice whether you're going to be choosing, like this crazy lady, to not only have the miscarriages previously, already have this knowledge that these vaccines are dangerous, and yet because of the fear of her job, now selling your soul to the devil, literally staying employed in that way without faith and trust that there's a better job somewhere waiting for you. This is the insanity of humanity. And for those who are engaged in that paradigm of insanity, it is doomsday.
Right. And you really do have to stay in the faith. You know, I had jobs before that I didn't want to lose, but I lost them because it was a balance. I said, well, what is it? Should I stay in this job and then I give up my integrity and I go without faith believing that I won't find another job or my purpose in life? Because you realize if something goes against your grain, if something doesn't feel right for you, then it isn't the right place for you to be. And that's what happened. Happened to me when I was working with the Wild Animal Park. I love animals and they were helping with the endangered species, trying to help put the animals back into the wild that were endangered. And I love that job.
And folks, by the way, you're listening to If There Is a Reincarnation, and I know that's a hot topic, very controversial, but you're listening to Sherry Kane, who I can vouch for is the modern Saint Francis. I've never, ever in my entire life seen a human being that animals just flock to. And the example is, Sherry, I think you still have a picture of how in the San Diego Wildlife Refuge, you were the only one in the history of that. Was that a national park?
It was a wild animal park.
Yes, owned by the state of California.
It was a nonprofit. That was, yes.
The only one in the history of that organization that the giraffes not only allowed to feed, but actually licked and thanked and had a relationship with you. Is that right?
Well, they did. They were very, very sweet. Yes, I have a picture of them, two of them actually licking me.
Yeah, and giraffes don't do that, right? They don't do that to other humans, do they?
If you're feeding them, they may do that. I mean, I'm sure there were other caretakers that they went to. But yeah, I do know that I was the only one that had a picture of like a confirmation of that. So. You mean
the one, the picture I saw that you showed me where they're licking you, did they lick other caretakers?
Well, I haven't seen any photos or witnessed it, and I can't confirm that they've never done that to anybody before. But I do like that you say that I'm the only one that they did that to, so that's very kind of you. That's
okay.
And I really like that. I love that position working there because I could teach the children, and I was a tour guide. And then one day they asked me where I stood as far as evolution, Charles Darwin.
Versus
creationism, and whether I would tell everybody that the bonobos were our very close relatives. They were our closest relatives, and that I could not speak about God. And if I could give that up, they would promote me into a really good job where I could work closer with the animals and the people.
No, wait a second. You were holding the position that creation, God,
that's
creation.
Correct. Creationism is what I believe in, of course. And they asked, and I was the only one that said, basically, I don't believe in Darwinism. I believe in creationism. And they said, sorry, we can't have you telling the children that our relatives are not the bonobos. You need to tell them. You need to educate them that. I said, that's false education. I would really be out of integrity if I told them there was no God and that we came from the bonobos.
So you're saying that the bonobos, the apes, is where they are holding that we came
from? Yes, exactly. We come from them. So I could not tell people that, especially the children, that information. And also, it's also really hurting people's faith. I thought, my gosh, all the little children and who are starting out in life need to build up their faith in Creator. And doing that was really just going. And these are scientists. And which way are scientists going these days? They're going more toward intelligent design. So these people are really
behind.
Yeah,
well, that's where they're the real scientists who are honest and true are going in intelligent design and creationism. But the concept of where generally science is, it's engaging and advancing atheism, and
right.
It's advancing a alternative to God because they're claiming that they are gods, that they're now manipulating DNA, and that DNA manipulation, of course, undoes everything that the God has created.
My biggest question to them was, how come the bonobos still look the same and we don't look like them? So, we are different than them, and they couldn't answer that question. There was no answer to that. If we were an evolution of them, then they wouldn't look that way. We wouldn't look the way we do.
Yeah, well, so what are they, retarded?
It's discrediting the Creator, and that's what the scientists try to do. It's all about atheism. And we don't believe in that. That's all the work of Satan, is to promote, is to lose faith. And that's where people go get vaccinated because of their lack of faith. They go and worry about their jobs, so they go get vaccinated. They worry about their money and their finances, all these things that cause, that are definitely not, you know, it's not helpful to anybody in encouraging that lack of faith. And also what we do, I know what I'm meant to do and what you're meant to do and what RJ's meant to do is really get out there and let people know that, yes, Creator out there loves you and that you can trust the Creator and put your faith in the Creator. And
yeah, rather than popping magic pills to cure
every
ill or getting vaccinated, injected, intoxicated under the guise of public health, which is really depopulation, profitable depopulation occurring now, advancing very rapidly. Reverend Roxy, you have something I know that's on your heart in this regard.
Oh, I just wanted to throw in, you know, when you talk about Darwin and you talk about what we believe in, what Darwin actually got into, you then see the nephew of Darwin start the whole eugenics thing. And there is a connection between Darwinism and Freud, all of these people that came along, they are, what I say, stupid, of the devil. You had to be in darkness to be so certain about man and how man evolved that you could say that, rather than looking at the joy. It was a the deconstruct as opposed to a constructive way in which to look at life and how the Creator worked, which then left us in a hole that we have not been able to dig ourselves out of.
And you know, this whole concept where you began just now is in eugenics. And for those people who don't know, that occurred at the same time genetics and genetic engineering started, this whole orientation, the featured focus of genetic engineering was for eugenics, which is the science of determining the genetic predispositions for diseases between the races, for racial depopulation, targeting of certain races, blacks. In fact, it was also mentally retarded people. It was these people who were claimed to be not Aryan, not part of this kind of like Ubermensch, this Rockefeller, Rothschild, German, and American Eugenics Institute, and the agenda to manipulate, depopulate certain races from this planet. It went to gays, it went to Jews, ultimately, before World War II. In fact, that's where Hitler got the racial hygiene agenda in the eugenics movement, funded largely by the world's wealthiest corporate industrialists. And this is extremely important because look at what we are dealing with today as the principal problem among we the people. It is the divisiveness. It is the allegation and the deception that if I'm black or if I am white, I am different, I am at odds, or if I'm gay or if I'm straight or if I'm Jew or I'm Gentile or if I'm a man versus a woman. It is all this deception and divisiveness and division that has created the elimination of the harmony. It has created the war. It has created all the wars. And so fundamentally, everything that stupid is doing is oriented to dividing we the people and targeting us as divided sheep, so to speak.
Well, I think also, Dr. Len, when you talk about that, is what is it that they observed about the non-Caucasian races? What was it they observed when they went to Africa? What was it they observed when they went to certain parts of Mongolia? When they were doing, back when the railroads. So who were the railroad people? Oh, are you talking Vanderbilt? You're talking Carnegie? You're talking Rockefeller, because what did he invest his oil money in? Railroads. And at this time, I know America, you think that you want to be the only ones, but they were building here and investing their profits here in other countries, building railways. When you look today, you can see the connectedness. And this is what Dr. Len, I, and Sherry, and anybody else who wants to join us, great faith. Because great is this day, everybody. Great is this day for all of you who are listening, who fundamentally believe in this thing called the Bible and other great books of inspiration that have come out of this thought of the Bible. Then you know God said, I'm not of this world. The people that we're discussing now, the people who brought us death and disease, are of this world. When you reach spirituality, when you become a spiritual sports person, when you begin to do exactly what Jesus did, he said, heck, if you don't know me by now and I tell you that I come through my Father, I'm here, I represent him, and I'm not of this world, then you need to look at it very carefully and say, what did he mean by that? As he was trying to make his testimony valid for all of eternity, we all need to get to that and begin to mirror that. Everybody wants to be Christian. Now it's time to be Yeshua, to at least aspire to look at the quality of the man. And what was it that he was guilty of? The same thing that Socrates was guilty of. He made people think they had it all figured out. But he came along and said, no, 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 this don't look like nothing my father ever could have possibly put it. So you're sin. So you can't be automatically saved because you're of sin. And that's what he told the Jews. You think you're the chosen ones only if you stop sinning. And this is what even today we are now saying. Everybody's got to stop sinning. And synthetics, it's funny. And it's very funny that they have earmarked certain people to die. And there are certain people out there, Christians too, who will justify the killing. We don't need no more of that. In the Inside Hour, Dr. Lynn and Sherry Kane, test our faith if you'd like. But you play back these here sessions that we have with you on the Inside Hour and ask yourself if there is any truth in what we are saying, then you need to continue going in that direction. And we're not going stupid's way. We're not even going to entertain Satan's thought. We are all about becoming what?
Pono. Pono, which is righteous, which is this concept of standing in righteousness, right standing in the kingdom of heaven, in this concept of divine human communion that Yeshua demonstrated, that Reverend Roxy was now talking about and celebrating. And that righteousness, that pono in Hawaiian, it's righteousness is pono in Hawaiian, this concept is saving. It is where salvation is at. If you put your faith and trust in the source, not on the earthly plane, this concept that there is a greater spiritual universal frequency of divinity that is directing everything, including humanity, that now you can begin to explain those synchronicities happening in your life, where you're keeping divine appointments, where your prayers are manifesting more quickly than normal, or that usual, and that there's an exponentially accelerating spiritual renaissance and sensitivity and vibrational frequency of this communion happening to you and your friends and relatives who are in tune, who are not stupid, who are not engaged in the deception and the fear and the guilt and the manipulation. And the truth of the matter is, it's through your faith, it is by your faith. That's it. And the power of the creative capacity within you, given to you and I, is in prayer. And that's the model that not only Yeshua and all of the greatest prophets of all time heralded and celebrated, but that's what is still consistently saving grace right now, is that we have this incredible capacity to turn everything in our lives around because we're not just operating on the physical realm. We are engaging and celebrating, decreeing that the greatest place to be is in divine human communion, divine communion, and to take that connection and celebrate that spirit of aloha, that 528 hertz frequency of love, musical love, that resonates from the heart of the Creator into your heart, into my heart, and that we can then communicate communion, communication, community, bring that divine frequency of aloha into our families, our communities, ultimately our states, nations, and world, and make this place the divine place that's been prophesied to evolve out of ignorance into sanity.
Well, I think that's a really important message. I think most people don't realize that we are spiritual beings. A lot of this audience will realize that, but we are spiritual beings before we are physical beings. And I think that is the key to peace, is to understanding that we are spiritual beings, that this earthly plane that we exist, this material plane that we exist on, is really a temporary time for us. And it's also, it means nothing in the spiritual realm. So when we get connected to that spiritual realm and to the source, then that's where we can find the peace in our hearts. This is the difference between a person that feels what they feel in the material world, like I have nothing, or I'm down and out, or I'm poor, or I can't make a living, and I don't have money. And I think that it's because living in that physical realm, and people want to know, maybe you can answer them, how do you get out of this crazy physical realm and live and understand we are spiritual beings and live in that realm and understand that we connect on that realm. And once we're there, once we put ourselves in there, then that's where everything changes for us, and that's where we can find the key to peace and happiness, and also good things happening to us in our life. So how do we get there? And that's the really important thing.
There's a number of ways. I mean, seriously, that's a vitally important, probably one of the most important questions, Sherry, is how do you get there? Well, take a look at how people have done it. You know, first of all, I absolutely love the Buddhist people. Why? Because of all the people on the planet, look who wears little bells. The Tibetan monks, the Buddhists wear bells on their feet so that they wake the animals and the little bugs up so that they don't step on them and they save their lives. There is a connectedness. Well, how does a Tibetan monk achieve that level of divine communion? They may not call it that. The Christian community may frown on what I'm saying, but the reality is what they do is they meditate. They meditate. Now, what happens in meditation? It is where your ego ceases. It is where your mind, that little voice in the back of your head that deals with survival, that little voice in the behavioral science, it's called the cognitive consciousness. That little voice that's troubled constantly, that's fearful constantly. It's worried about how you're going to pay your bills. It's worried about getting vaccinated or not. It's worried about virtually everything that happened in the past. You feel guilty in the past, fearful you did something wrong that you're going to have to pay for in the future, or fearful about what's coming in the future because you got no faith. You got no faith. And you're not focused in the here now, you're in the past or you're in the future because of this thing called the ego or cognitive consciousness. So one model, not the only model. There are many paths to righteousness. The Hawaiians practiced many magnificent things, and we're doing programming. You know, Sherry and Reverend Roxy, we're doing fabulous programming right now. We Are Change. Maybe Reverend Roxy can tell folks about what we just did this week on We Are Change TV, public access television, community television in Hawaii. But this concept of literally giving your faith and trust over to the shalom, over to the peace, because the Prince of Peace is what Jesus was called. And the divine communion that resonated from the Prince of Peace was the peace, was the universal, optimal, peaceful existence where you're in righteousness. You are in standing in the kingdom of heaven where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, says the Bible, said Yeshua. In that kingdom of heaven, which he said was near, he did not mean temporally far off in time. It's not going to happen in 2012. It happened when he was on this earth. It is happening right now. It is available to everyone by choice. And the number one way how to is by whatever means, whether it's by meditation or divine inspiration or baptism, where you jump into the ocean, for example, like we did a couple weeks ago, and prayed before we went in, that as we immerse ourselves in this divine ocean water, it's again part of the triune God. Look at Genesis 1:1-1:2, everyone. Look and see how the sea water is part of the triune God. In the beginning, there was the Creator and the water. Even before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, even before the Word is spoken in the Bible, there's the Creator and the water. That's why Reverend Roxy, who led off the show, talked about the inspiration and the capacity for rejuvenation and sustenance and healing. And this whole concept of baptism was what the source of the inspiration that Yeshua inspired Yeshua to begin advancing heavily, powerfully, the sect of Judaism at his time called the Way. It was the way, and it's the only way, to live like Jesus, to live like Yeshua in the model of Yeshua, because he got it. He got it right, and he modeled it for us. And it involved this whole concept of baptism and the power therein to restore that peace, that shalom in this egocentric mind, and get out of your heads, into your hearts, into the message of the Messiah, into the Aloha spirit of 528 hertz frequency, into this divine human communion that is the essence of peace and the power and the glory forever and ever that is optimally sustaining, because that's the law. And I'm not saying it's just the law spoken in the book, in the Bible. I am saying that it is the law of the entire universe. We now know, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, it is the musical, mathematical matrix of creation. That is what this whole 528 love revolution is all about. You can go to learn about it at love528.com if you're a musician. You can learn about it if you're actually just a person who wants to celebrate this music. You can go to i528tunes.com. You can begin already right now to download and upload and transpose music made in the old frequency of 440, which is virtually demonic. And you can then transpose your music into healing music. That is righteousness music. That is right standing in the kingdom of heaven, and it has the capacity because of its power, because it's at the heart of creation. This love, frequency vibration, this clear channel broadcast of divine inspiration for creation. And if you want to recreate yourself, and you want to recreate this planet, that is the place to tune into, that frequency resonance of peace, of shalom, of heart, not head. Reverend Roxy.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting because you touched upon Buddhism, of which I am a big fan. I mean, I see it as a companion to Christianity, and I know a lot of people would probably want to debate that, but I also just want to tell you that the essence of Buddhism is the same as Christianity. There's that struggle between the positive and negative forces of the world, that there is a creator and there are demons or the devil. Some people, my father said, there's only 7 mean, rotten entities in the world. They just keep moving around a lot. Sometimes I find them all in my my face at the same time, but we can overcome these obstacles. You know, I just want to tie in the fact that when we're talking about winning and being victorious, if we are truly believers, and I know that for a lot of people, they see the lie in the belief, and so they say there must be no truth in belief. So they look at that lie in the belief. But I'm going to say that I'm not going to mince words with anybody. Whatever leads you to the truth is what will get you there. And once you are there, it will set you free. Why? Because it is a compass. My father said standing on a lie or a weak theory is like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean. You're bound to fall off, folks. And give glory to this day But God gave us an opportunity to change our way. And I know that you understand what I am saying, and I'm going to keep on repeating it. You've got to open your mind, and you've got to let the sun and the light come in and radiate those recesses where you are suffering, because you know you are ultimately responsible for your plight. And we are here on the Inside Hour telling you there is a way out. There are a lot of people that will be skeptical and say, why 528? Why not 527? Why not 123? What I'm going to say to you is find your frequency, whatever it is, and declare it. And pull up to the table if you're able and negotiate a world of everlasting light and peace. That's the kind of Congress, that's the kind of convention, that's the kind of gathering that we all must. And your faith should have created tolerance for the truth, for the truth ultimately is love. Now, when you find yourself having a problem with that, then you need to fine-tune yourself for perfection. All of you out there who believe, I believe because it's my faith that lets me know I'm a child of God and that I will be able to recognize my Father when my Father appears. Will you? And if you're not too sure, then you better look at the people who are talking to you in your life now and ask yourself, are they making sense? Are their words being translated into actions that are translated into gifts and miracles? Because that's what Christ was trying to tell you. If you be more like me and you begin to study me and you begin to, as I praise my Father and tell you it's not me, it's my Father and where I have come from, where you can go if you let go of sin. You see, it isn't easy. And in Buddhism, they teach you it ain't easy. And you don't need no priest. You don't need no
rabbi
or anybody else to have you arrive at this. I want you to understand what we're saying, and I look forward, you Insight listeners and all those who will be listening to this in its entirety at other times, that we are serious about this spirituality that leads us to the one that is the truth that radiates in your life, which will be an example. I tell you, I will spend the rest of my life trying to practice, and even if I should for a moment fail, I will always know what horse to get back up on. I will never switch streams. I will never change. I am a child of God. And how do you recognize a child of God? What a great question for somebody to answer.
Well, they radiate. The first place to look, I think, Sherry, you might be able to comment on this, because you're a very discerning person when it comes to evaluating people. And you mentioned something to me the other day about what the windows to the soul can reveal, what people's eyes. I wonder if you might share that. By the way, I just want to comment before you share a little bit on the subject of discerning of who is in truth and righteousness and who may not be. This concept of the right frequency of 528. Folks, if you go and study, and I know I'm commenting on Reverend Roxy, this concept of there being a clear channel broadcast from the Creator to you and I, in fact, to all of the universe, celebrated by all of nature. Look around the botanical world for the greatest truth that's evident, self-evident, commonsensical, right in front of your eyes, and it is the green grass. It is the intelligent design of the grass and the molecules that make it, the atoms of the chlorophyll, the chemistry and sacred geometry of this pigment, greenish-yellow, that celebrates the heart of the rainbow, which is greenish-yellow, which is 528. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. There is a tremendous now body of evidence. Despite what our detractors, those who work for stupid and are stupid themselves try to detract from this concept of 528 not being
let's
what it is.
Let's talk about who stupid is for 1 minute. When you say work for stupid, Dr. Horowitz, let's clarify who is stupid.
Well, I don't even want to get into that. I don't want to give them any fuel. The fact of the matter is there are CIA agents, FBI, COINTELPRO, agent provocateurs who you've been fantastically exposing on SherryCain.com and on your blog. You've been keeping a record of who those people
right.
are.
In other words, they're not of God. They're satanic. That's the
they
people
are.
That work
and they point
stupid.
Out. They are always pointing their fingers saying, look, and they did this recently. Here's very, very important. They recently claimed that because Aleister Crowley chose 528 as his one of his major frequencies, that we, they're claiming, are satanic, and they're deceiving everyone, including primarily their intention is to deceive the Christian community, because they say, well, if Aleister Crowley liked 528, well, gee whiz, then Horowitz and Cain and et al. Are satanic. Well, gee whiz, you got to be a complete idiot to buy that, because number one, you got to realize that stupid takes everything that the Creator creates, including the numbers. Why is 528 selected by Aleister Crowley is because the Creator created it to be the most powerful manifesting number on the in the universe. In the mathematical matrix of creation, 528 is the fundamental frequency for the manifestation of physicality. Now you understand. Add this, folks. Add 5 plus 2 plus 8. 5 plus 2 is 7. Plus 8 is 15. In the ancient Pythagorean mystery school manner used by the Levitical priests that literally mastered alchemy, the science and art of changing elements into, for example, lead to gold, the power in that is in the energetic frequencies of the electrons of the elements, and that the literally the Levitical priest had put into the Bible, this is how I got it from Dr. Paleo in 1998, the original musical scale, of which 528 is the third note of the original musical scale. Besides being the heart of the rainbow, it's the miracle note, do, re, mi. Miracle, miragestorum in Latin, miracle in English. It is the miracle manifestation frequency of eternity. And that number, 5 plus 2 plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6, miracle 6, or MI6. You just got how it is that MI6, British Secret Service, which is the Gestapo for the Illuminati, got its name. And Aleister Crowley chose 528 because the same reason that Rupert Murdoch today produces Fox, F-O-X, and the alphanumerics of what we've determined here, the alpha numerics of ancient Hebrew translated into English, FOX is 666. The sixes are manifestation blessings by the Creator's design, not the Church of Satan. And so if you look at Revelation 13:18, the Christian community states commonly that the 666 number is the sign of evil. Well, guess what? They're right on one level, on the level of stupid, on the level of total understanding, no number is inherently evil. And the Creator uses all of the numbers for creation and destruction if necessary, because they're the Creator's numbers. And literally, this whole concept, if you read that part of the Bible, here's what it says, quote, "Herein lies wisdom. Let those who understand count the number of the beast, for it's also the name of a man, and his number is 666. Well, years ago, when we published Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and literally began to understand the alphanumerics of creation, of language, of prayer, and the power of the musical mathematics to create this physical reality out of the musical mathematical energy of creation and creationism. This is now how we discerned that that revelation, that 13:18 verse in the Bible, Book of Revelation 13:18, is a riddle. It's a riddle. And the riddle says you count names, or sorry, you write names with letters and you count with numbers to solve the riddle. Therefore, you need an alphanumeric code. And that's the code that now has given us the understanding of how the Creator works. Now, if you're Satan, you take and manipulate what the Creator is and does. You try to manipulate it and deceive, and you abuse it, and you flip it. Now, that's why Aleister Crowley in the Church of Satan heralds 528 and 666 as their number. It's not theirs. They didn't create it. And all they do by stating that this is evil is they turn people off to the most powerful creative technology that the Creator has ever created. That is the music of divinity. This is, again, look at Lucifer. This whole concept of the angel of light who was involved overseeing the music. Of course Satan would be engaged in the manipulation of the music. That's why the Rockefeller Foundation established A440 standard tuning in the Western world. That's why we now get stressed out when we listen to music, because it's been manipulated into the most destructive frequency. In fact, in classical music, it is called the devil's interval between A440, which is what we play, standard musical tuning today, compared to love, 528. And so this is a whole misunderstanding that the Christian community has been induced into, because it is the greatest truth that shall set humanity ultimately free, is the revelation of our spiritual divine communion based on the clear channel broadcast of Aloha, the spirit of love, the frequency energy of 528. Sherry, go ahead.
So it's a very interesting point that they're coveting the miracle of the number six, the power of the number six, and coveting it for themselves, for their own power. I also want to just go back to what you said. When you give credit to Dr. Paleo, a lot of these people are coming out saying you never gave credit to anybody for the perfect circle.
Ridiculous.
And you did. You know,
of course
you
I do. It's only been professional. I've done this for years. It's a mark of a normal, average scientist who always credits where it is that you get
exactly.
The
you always reference Dr. Paleo. You even did that on your book. I just wanted to just bring that out as a point right there. And also, I want to let everybody know out there that all the work that you've done in the past, even with vaccinations and everything that you've done so far, has not bugged these Asian provocateurs more than the 528.
Yes,
miracle
that's right.
Frequency.
That's when they started to attack us and set me up for an assassination.
That's
plot.
Where it, I mean, no matter what you said against Big Pharma, that was, oh, they can just discredit you as just being a quack or, oh, this guy. But then the 528, that hit something.
Yeah, that's right. That's the greatest truth that's been secreted, the most powerful of all time, is how you're created. Because you get a chance to recreate. If you know the creative technology and you start to use it, that's the music that shall set us free, then you represent a threat to the Illuminati. That's why they set me up for an assassination plot.
Well, also, it's, you know, it's damaging against their whole war, the war that they love to create between people. If you're trying to get the word of peace out there and the message in the path to get to peace is the key of 528 in this musical frequency that can heal people, then you're damaging Big Pharma. You're damaging the money that they can be making. You're damaging the wars that they can create. You are really putting a damper on their bottom line with the 528. So that's heavy for them. That's heavy, heavy stuff for them. You can talk all you want about the dangers of vaccinations, but they don't want you putting a damper on their bottom line. And that's what you can do with the message of healing, the powerful frequency of 528. I also want to let everybody know, if you haven't done so already, please go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and sign up right away. That's our co-op affiliate program where you can partner with us. We have amazing life-saving products on there, and you can, if you refer somebody to the special link, it's a $10,000 website link that you'll get with your own site that's going to be a clone of our healthyworldaffiliates.com.
You get that for free, folks.
You get it for free. There's never any payments that you have to make. You give out your link to people. We'll send you a banner. There's a banner on the site that you can use for your own website. If you have a personal website, put the banner out there. We're doing that with a lot of radio stations. Click the URL that we give you, which is your special affiliate ID link in the URL. When they people click it and they purchase something, you will get a rebate check. And these checks
like
come out.
Commission check.
Exactly. They come out every month, these commission checks. And it's just an amazing opportunity for you to actually get the word out and help us against the what we're going against right now is the World Health Organization. You can help us defeat the Center for Disease Control, the Center for Disease Creation, and also help save a lot of lives in getting people into alternatives, because that's what? Get them off the big pharma drugs and into alternatives. And there's videos on the site that can help you talk about the products if you need information on that.
HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
I recommend you go there if you haven't done so already and sign up. We have amazing products on there. If you haven't heard about OxySilver is the world's most powerful silver hydrosol, and that can eliminate the need for any vaccinations. And also there's Zeolife. If you've gotten vaccinated, it serves as a blood cleanse. It can definitely clean out those toxins out of you that you've gotten after you've been injected. And there's just incredible amounts of great products on there. Just go there and check it out, healthyworldaffiliates.com.
Including the new film is up, too,
Pharma Whores,
is available through the affiliate program now.
Exactly. And what I'm going to put up on my website, cherrycane.com, I'm going to put a link for Pharma Media up there. And I want you to go to that if you haven't. It's going to talk about the connections between Big Pharma and the mainstream media. And that is all about what Pharma Whores is about. So if you haven't seen the film.
That's a new feature film. And I actually won the first film award. So now, by the grace of the creator and the judges, I have received an accolade award for uniqueness in filmmaking with the film production of Pharma Whores, which is a feature length that's an hour and 47 minutes. You can get a DVD at healthyworldaffiliates.com. Become an affiliate. You'll save 20% immediately. As Sherry said, you'll get a rebate check. Or if you don't want to participate at all, go to healthyworldstore.com. If you don't want to engage yourself in the partnership, collaborative, or cooperative, it's a referral cooperative. In other words, you cooperate by referring people to your site.
Right.
And if you don't want to involve yourself in that, that's fine. You can still get these products at healthyworldstore.com, including Pharma Whores, which you could read up about and actually see the trailer at Pharma Whores, PharmaWhores.com.
I want to say good night to everybody out there because I have to go. I know we're out of a minute right now, but I know RJ wants to say goodbye, but I want to say God bless you all. Stay healthy out there and definitely do your research. Don't just listen to us. All the research is available to you. Love you all.
And really, do vet out your Bible, get that inspiration, get that truth, and be back here next week. This is Reverend Roxy saying aloha and
thanks for joining us, everyone. This is Dr. Len Horowitz. Check out healthyworldstore.com and also check out healthyworldaffiliates.com. And in case you're not on the Internet or have trouble getting on the Internet, if you want to speak with a live body and order any of these books, DVDs, CDs that we've discussed on the Inside Hour anytime, call this toll-free number. Ready? Here it is. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the Inside Hour. Coming to you Tuesday nights on bbsradio.com, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, and here in beautiful Hawaii, we start at 6 p.m. We love you. Bye for now.